We're going to check in on the weather again now. While it might not have felt like it, New Zealand has just experienced the warmest start to winter since records began 112 years ago, and it's on track to stay that way, with August bringing an official end to the season. Now, over June and July, the temperature was more than 1.5 degrees above the long-term average. Joining us to discuss this again is Chris Brandolino from NIWA. Good morning, Chris.
Kia ora.
We spoke about this earlier in the week because we had the figures on July. You've now got, I guess, a better picture of the winter itself, and once again, that trend is pretty clear.
Yeah, look, and I think what's really, I guess, stark is that it was last winter that we established a new record warm winter, and this winter, a year later, we're certainly in the running for the warmest winter on record. We're already in the lead. There'll be some chilly weather coming late Sunday into Monday, early next week. That may make things interesting in terms of, you know, first or second place, gold or silver, but a dubious distinction in this case. But either way, first or second, it'll be a very warm winter, that's for sure.
Mm. Now, you had seven weather station temperatures to look from, I'm reading. A lot of them in the South Island, and temperatures were a little bit higher in the South Island?
Yeah, so the South Island, I see some pretty unusually warm temperatures all across the country. Well, look, there will be some areas that may be scratching their head, or some people saying, oh, geez, we had some, but it has a lot of frosts during the winter season or during July, and boy, it was pretty chilly where I was. Yes, there'll be some variability, but this is a national lens we're using to kind of articulate and communicate what the temperature was as a whole. Certainly, there'll be some variability from location to location, but more places than not will be singing a similar tune as the seven-station series is singing, so to speak.
Have we just not had as many of the big southerly blasts that we might typically get, or are they just perhaps a bit reduced in energy? What's going on there?
Oh, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Corin. Well said, my friend. I mean, this is it. I mean, there's multiple things happening, and we touched on this earlier in the week. So, you know, naturally, we will get warm periods because of a lack of southerlies, as you just mentioned, and maybe the winds coming from the northerly, northeasterly direction, and that's what's happened. Tick. Ocean temperatures have been warmer than average. We are an island nation, so we are largely at the mercy with regards to air temperature. Our ocean temperatures are going, and they've been warmer than average. Tick. And well, there is climate change, and we've talked about this before. In the background, the Earth is warming and continues to warm. And what really illustrates that is there will be this aforementioned cold blast of air. It'll be short but sharp couple days, but I can assure you, Monday morning, it will be making headlines. And the reason it will is because, well, it's cold, and that's a big deal. It's become a big deal. It's become a news story. It's become more noteworthy when we get winter weather during winter. And I think, you know, people, that just accentuates how unusual these cold snaps have become, because we don't see as many of them, and they're not as long. And when they do happen, we take notice.
Chris Brandolino, thank you very much once again. Appreciate your time from NIWA.